Rex Latchford with another Day Page. Trash and burn. That's what they're doing in Washington, to the tune of $100 million a day of our money. As the morons in Washington shut down the government, it's the world's biggest temper tantrum, as our elected representatives star in an epic fail of doing their job. Me, I'd fire them all. Hopefully you'll have the sense to do the same next election day. Perhaps our dysfunctional ego and power-mad government is simply copying Syria, whose foreign minister on Monday called their populist revolution against dictator Hafez al-Assad terrorism, and called their crushing use of military force against the uprising a war on terror. Is anyone here noticing the parallel with America's war on citizens here? Well, let's see. Syria is known to harbor one of the largest stockpiles of chemical weapons and agreed to join the worldwide treaty banning them. America harbors the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons and agreed to join the worldwide treaty banning them. Well, moving right along, Edward Snowden continues to blow the whistle today. In a written statement for the European Parliament Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice, and Home Affairs, sheesh, what a mouthful, Snowden writes that the mass surveillance of whole populations is, quote, the greatest human rights challenge of our time, unquote. Snowden continues, the success of economies in developed nations relies increasingly on their creative output, and if that success is to continue, we must remember that creativity is the product of curiosity, which is in turn the product of privacy. Teach it, Edward. He continues, a culture of secrecy has denied our societies the opportunity to determine the appropriate balance between the human right of privacy and the governmental interest in investigation. These are not decisions that should be made for a people, but only by a people after full, informed, and fearless debate. Yet public debate is not possible without public knowledge, and in my country, the cost of one in my position of returning public knowledge to the public hands has been persecution and exile. Edward Snowden, an amazing man as it turns out, and unable to speak in person because of his exile and persecution, and so his paper was read for him at the conference by someone else. Well, in other news, Sex Spies and Society Scandal are the subject of a new musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber. U.S. home prices are up 12.4% from a year ago. Somali militants are found to be mixing business and terror. Not a particularly fun lot. And finally, despite the government shutdown, Obamacare exchanges open today, making it possible for untold numbers of economically disadvantaged, the unemployed, and those with pre-existing conditions, or those who could unexpectedly face those challenges in the future, well, they'll now be able to buy health insurance. And that's Day Page. All the Day Pages are at daypage.net, and it's a production of Radio InfoWeb. See you at the next turn of the Day Page.